Now we have here the place. And let me read this. And he shall take the two goats and present them before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Now I'm going to continue to read here because this is very important and there's a great spiritual truth here. And Aaron shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Lord, the other lot for the scapegoat, and Aaron shall bring the goat upon which the Lord's lot fell and offer him for a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be the scapegoat shall be presented alive before the Lord to make an atonement with him and to let him go for a scapegoat into the wilderness. And Aaron shall bring the bullock of the sin offering which is for himself and shall make an atonement for himself and for his house, and shall kill the bullock of the sin offering, which is for him. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar before the Lord, and his hands full of sweet incense, beaten small, bring it within the veil, and he shall put the incense upon the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of the incense may cover the mercy seat, that is upon the testimony that he die not. And he shall take of the blood of the bullock, sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward, and before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of the blood with his finger seven times. Now, first of all, let's understand as much as we can about the scapegoat, because two goats are presented, and we need to recognize that one goat was offered as a sin offering. Now the other goat was taken into the wilderness. We'll come to that the goat was sent away into the wilderness seems to be the best interpretation and most satisfactory. That is, this would mean that the word applies primarily to the goat and the destination of the goat. This, by the way, is the view of the Septuagint, and it's the view of Martin Luther, and of, I think, the two best expositors of Leviticus, Dr. Kellogg and Dr. Andrew Bonar. And it means an entire and utter removal. Edersheim gives it the meaning, wholly to put aside, or wholly to go away. It's definitely part of the sin offering. But we're going to see that just a little later. But let me mention certain views here. I think that will be interesting in helping us to understand this. It says, another view is that it is the name of the place to which the goat was sent. Well, that seems inconsistent with the purpose of the offering. And then some refer the word to a demon in the wilderness or to Satan. And that just doesn't meet the demands of the Day of Atonement, and it sounds like a heathen interpretation. Some state that it means the Jewish people in their state of apostasy, and that's far-fetched. Others feel that it represents the resurrection of Christ, and this creates a problem, though it seems to be most natural. But both goats are a sin offering, and they set forth the different aspects of the death of Christ in relation to sin. Now, when we get to this goat that's taken in the wilderness, the scapegoat, I want us to look at what really took place on that day, and I think that it'll be helpful. But the thing now that interests us is the fact that after Aaron had gone in and made an offering for himself, then he took one of the goats, he slew that goat, and he took the blood in a basin, and he got a censer, filled it with incense. Then he went inside the Holy of Holies. Now, you'll recall the brazen altar was out there in the outer court. And I am confident on the way in, he went by and washed his hands and his feet. He went into the holy place, and he got the coals from off the altar there, which is the golden altar, or altar prayer, and the censer, and he goes in to the Holy of Holies. The ark and the mercy seat were up against the veil, and he came around and then faced east, you see. and he would take that blood and he would sprinkle it seven times. Now, if he did anything wrong, there was a chain on his foot, and he'd have been pulled out of there dead. As far as the record is concerned, the only two that ever died in there were Nadab and Abihu. And now he's going to make sure he does everything right. He's going to sprinkle that blood seven times. And if he doesn't know how to count to seven before he gets in there, he's going to learn. And when he goes in, he'll know how. And he doesn't count six times, and he doesn't count eight times. And he does everything just like the instructions were given to him. He's gone in now to represent not himself, but he's gone in to represent the people.